This is Sunday, April 24th, and it's 12:30 right now, and this is Joe. We went to Washington this week, and we did a lot of sightseeing, and we saw the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, and we went to the archives to see the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And we spent our time there at Annie Pat's house, and we really had a lot of fun.
Hi Dad, this is Sam.
As Joe was telling you, we went to Washington and we stayed with Annie Pat, and John, he got down with Jake, their dog. They were nose to nose kissing, and Dad, we saw the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, and we saw the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and we saw Kennedy's grave, and a lot of other things too.
Hi, Dad.
This is John.
Hi, Dad.
How are you, Dad?
Fine.
Hi, Dad. This is Barbie. We went to visit Andy Pat and Uncle Sam, and we went to see Lincoln, and we saw the Washington Monument, and we saw the Capitol, and we drove around the White House, and then people were going on tours, and lots of people were going into the White House, and so they were all the way around the block, and then we stayed at Annie Pat's five days, and then we had to leave.
This is Matt. And my friend Peter Carr. I saw Jefferson Memorial.
What else, man?
I saw Lincoln Memorial.
Were the flowers pretty?
Yes. You good boy.
Dad, this is Joe again. When we were at Annie Pat's house, well, Joe has an electric guitar, and he has a speaker, and he has a microphone, and Debbie has a little organ that you put on a table or something, and we put on a show. Joe played his guitar, and Sam and I sang some songs, and Joe played the tune of the Green Beret, and Sam sang the verses, and I sang the chorus. And we did about 8 other songs, and then at the end, I played Do Re Mi on the organ. Also, when we were sightseeing, we saw many flowers, and around the area of the White House and the Lincoln Memorial, there were many flowers, and there were a lot of tulips, and they were a bright red, and I think it was really went to the Mellon Art Gallery, and we saw the collection of French pictures that were painted by some people. And when we were in there, I told Mom that they must be pretty rich to have all those things.
This is Matt again.
Sing that, hurry up.
I'm going to sing them in Coca-Cola. Drink them in Coca-Cola, go down with my numbers, my Duran doctor, working for Yankee Dollar.
This is Mom speaking. I'll go back to last Sunday. All our kids showed up in adult church at 11 o'clock to hear me sing. They were sitting in the front row with Cindy and Susan Bailing and also Brad Jordan, Joe's friend. This was a very pleasant surprise, and Matt was very good. He sat there and smiled off and on at me, and all of the kiddies were quite well behaved, but they've had good training being in junior church, and Matt has learned to sit still with the kids for a change. This doesn't happen all the time, however. Then we went to the officers' club to chow down, saw Sandy Heron there for a short time and talked with her. And then we were on our way. We were off base by a little after 1:30, and drove on down, and I mentioned some of this in the brief note that I wrote you from Washington, and I watched on the way back day before yesterday how and where I had missed that turnoff for the Beltway, and I saw where I had made my error. The sign was there saying 495 Richmond, and I didn't pay any attention to the 495 bit. All I was thinking was, I don't want to go to Richmond, so I kept on the parkway, and that's what took me on into US 50, which was New York Avenue, and on down Constitution Avenue. But this was all fine because the kids were thrilled to see everything all lit up at night, and the traffic was not bad, and we didn't have any trouble at all finding Sam and Pat's house after getting directions at a gas station. On Monday morning, we went with Pat. She had to do some errands to deliver Christian Science monitors to a few places. Then she took us to Kennedy's grave, to the Iwo Jima Memorial, and Arlington Cemetery, where we saw the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We were there right at noon, and our gang was really impressed with this. Then it was Monday afternoon that we all wrote the notes to you. Pat said to the kids, she said, this is what they did at Debbie's camp. They said, or Pat said, no dinner tonight until you write to your dad. Well, this got them busy but quick, and you probably have all of that mail now upon your return from Thailand. Monday night, Pat and I fed the kids early, and Sam doesn't get home until 7, so then we three ate after he got home. I called the Taylors Monday night, and I spoke to Cliff, and then talked at length with Diane, and asked her if we could come over the next morning, and she said fine. She was really looking forward to our visit. So the kids and I drove over there. They are in Falls Church, and really not far at all from Sam and Pat. They are renting a house. We got there about 10:30, and she and I had coffee, and we wound up staying for lunch, which I hadn't intended to do, but Diane had lots of leftover stuff from Cliff's promotion party. Cliff made LC on the